That's legit.
That's right. Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. We have two special guests. No, the Dalmatian is not a guest. It's EJ's Dalmatian snuck out here. EJ probably sent him out here to sabotage your podcast show.
Oh, yeah. It was working.
So now he got his name in there before we even got to your name.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's Torrance, right?
Yes.
So
spelled T-A-R-R-E-N-C, but pronounced Torrance.
Yeah. So if you're looking for him on social network, which is social media, that's where they're going to find you. See, they need to make sure they put in the search. Put that in right.
When you find me on social media, it'll be Palm Boys, so like the water palm, right. And then boys with two S's. I couldn't get the palm boy. Somebody else had it. And they haven't used the account for like 12 years. I'm like, please, man, just if you log on one day, can I please get that name?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want to like, you know, spam them or, you know, do anything like that or report them, but I need it.
This is kind of interesting because a lot of times I have a lot of conversations with people that are influencers in the fishing industry. And there's this, there's actually a look where, you know, people are like influencers or pros or who is a company going to invest in. Mm-hmm. So it's great that you're here because now you can answer that question. As an influencer, how do you think companies get their return for investment, ROI? How do they come up with that?
So I feel like it's more of like a hands-on thing. We're out there every day real close with all the people that are running in and out of academy and fishing ponds and things like that. So
right.
It kind of came to me randomly. I was buying gear like every other day, getting snagged when I was first getting into fishing and getting snagged a lot. And I was like, man, it would be really cool if I could just, you know, show people how to use these lures and kind of get paid for them. So I don't have to keep buying lures. Maybe I could get some free lures coming in. So I would reach out how to get sponsored. And I just thought about it. Like, we add value because we're out, like, you guys, like, I feel like pros, they kind of have to hide with their fishing, you know? Sometimes, like, they can't give all of the sauce, but when we go out there, it's like, it's game on. We can say anything, we can talk about all the other companies, and I feel like it's just more personable, I feel like, when we're out, so. And then we're, like, I'm showing my entire day, like, with my son and other things like that, me traveling, so it's just, like, a daily.
Like a journal more.
Yeah,
like.
More of like a journal, yes, for sure.
But an educational journal.
Yes.
Because then they get to see the product, too.
Exactly, and how I fish it and things like that, so.
Yeah, so that's interesting. You're able to do that.
Yeah.
So. And you say it's all kind of behind the scenes, you know, you're showing everything that's in there, but in reality, you have quite a few that you work with. You can name drop them. You can name drop them right now.
So Fishbrain is one of them. That was actually an app that I really used before I knew anything about fishing. Somebody told me to download it. I asked them about spots, and they didn't want to give them up. And he's like, hey, man, download this app.
Go.
I'm like, whatever. And I ended up downloading it. I was like, wait, what? There's fish in this pond. So that's kind of how it started. And I messaged them, and I was like, hey, guys, like, I actually use your app. Would there be a way that we could work together? And they ended up sending me some products, like some shirts and things like that. And I would take pictures in them, and they did really well. So I was like, wow, this is something I actually use. And it's that easy. Are you serious? So Fishbrain is one of them.
Uh-huh.
Shields is another one. Really big deal for Shields because that's kind of like a, you know, like a Bass Pro Shop or something like that.
Right.
That's the best way to explain it. Like a mall for the outdoors. Just a huge, huge deal out in the Colony area in Texas. So I'm working with them. They carry all of my other sponsors, which is Sixth Sense, Yakima. Old Town. They carry their kayaks. I even worked with Boat, which is a paddleboard company. They carried their stuff. So working with Shields was a big deal because, you know, it's just a bundle of all my sponsors. Sixth Sense.
Right.
That's another one. Waterland.
That's Casey down there.
I went out there and fished Lake Conroe, and we did a photo shoot and actually caught a really good bass.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was one of the coolest moments. Like, you know, I don't get a the chance to fish lakes too much. Usually the reason why I fish ponds is because I can get in and out. I can go fish a pond for 3 to 4 hours, get all my pictures and content. I can go home and live the rest of my life.
Right.
So,
and it takes a while, like content. Anyone who thinks they can go out and get content and do it real quick and, oh, man, I'll just take my GoPro and I'll just turn on. When I come home, I'll just throw it up there.
Yeah, there's even the days where you don't catch anything or you catch a couple and you just weren't in the zone or you didn't have that energy. So you're like, I'm not going to post this. You know, it's not a video. So there are those days.
Yeah. For sure. So I have to say you have such – energetic. I mean, when I'm talking with you, you have this spirit, you know, about you. But tell us a little bit about your life. You know, the how old are you?
I am 25.
25.
I just hate hearing that. Like, I hate when people ask because I don't think about it. You know? Yeah. So 25. I'll be 26 December 29th.
Yeah, but life's thrown you some curveballs. But you are the example of when life throws you the curveballs, when you get that you know obstacle that's in your way, you're going to go around it, through it, or over it, and get to the other side. So tell us about that, because this is a great opportunity for. And I'm going to say younger because I'm old. I got a hat on. They can't tell how old I am.
Yeah. So there's a lot of situations where things were really hard, and just pulling through and just having faith were things that really got me through that. And even the beginning of when COVID hit, you know, me and my girlfriend, you know, the person that I had a kid with, really special person in my life still till today, we ended up breaking up.
Right.
And then, you know, of course, COVID hit. Right. And then my account got hacked. So all the things that I cared about at one time just hit me. So when I lost the account, it kind of gave me time to think and breathe and be like, okay, just remember like you lived your life. You move forward. You one day at a time. And I couldn't get my account back. I didn't have a job. Right. The rent was paid, luckily, but I didn't have a job. You know, I didn't have a girl or anything. So I was just at home just real hurt, and I went out and fished, you know, I did what I knew. I went out and fished, my account was hacked, and I was like, you know, I started the account out of love, so it is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, I did everything I was supposed to do, and whatever, like, I can't get mad at it, so I let it go, and one day I went to, like, 2 months passed by, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm gonna try to log back into my account, like, hopefully I can just get it back, and it actually let me reset my password. Yeah. So I got the account back, and everything was deleted, like all my messages, all the pictures. I was hurt because we were gaining a lot of traction. We ended up losing like 7,000 followers. We got blocked by a lot of people because of spam. And I got the account back. So I was like, imagine if I gave up, you know, like imagine if I just shut down. So I was like, okay, this is a little spark. Like this is, you know, this sucks right now, but this is this little spark. So I took the little spark, which I've done a lot in my life. I always take these little sparks, and you gotta keep going. But I took the little spark.
And it starts when you were younger. You did not have the perfect childhood.
No. When I was born, my mom went to prison and my dad went to prison. Things were weird, you know. I at the time I didn't know, but growing up now, you kind of learn everything, and you step back and you're like, whoa, things were really bad. But they could have went one way, you know. Right. It could have went this really bad way, but my grandpa took me in, and I guess he installed these principles and these things in me that I guess, you know, subconsciously have been in my life my entire life, and I didn't even know. But those years that we spent together were so strong that he got me through things. My entire life, not just now, like from we only spent 3 years or 4 years together and then summers after that. But there was like 7 years that we didn't spend any time together or even talk, and all those things and lessons he taught me, I was using to get through the things that I was getting through when he was gone. So I'm just thinking of it even now is pretty crazy. It really is crazy, but I feel like I have something to tell people, and I feel like I have a gift. Like I have something to give back. So music and other things have helped me get through these situations, and I want to be that thing that helps other people.
Right.
So that's kind of.
And you're only 25, and now you're already going to be a mentor. So now, how do you feel about being older now? You thought you were older when I said your age.
Yeah.
Now,
oh,
you've become a mentor. And usually those are the older people. Yeah.
Scary to think about. See.
And that actually, being successful at all started with that. I mean, it did, didn't it? Build the character that, that you have now. You think that the companies are looking for people with character.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Because when I would get on the phone, anytime I would get on the phone with anybody, they'd be like, okay, you know, we normally don't do this, you know, and I'm like, no, like, I'm telling you, I got something. I'm here. Like, this is just, all right, we don't want to, you don't want to take the deal now. I understand. But just, can you watch me for a week or can you just, can I send you some more content? Because this is what I want. This is not just me trying to get paid. This is what I want for like the brand and myself. So I don't know. It's just.
And you're working with Fat Tire Beer, right?
Yes.
Yes. So and that's the reason why we're here.
Yes, it
actually
is.
In Tennessee. And so adult beverage, and of course, being the old man you are,
yes, I
you can indulge. Yeah, exactly. So we are here for the Fat Tire Fishing Throwdown and River Cleanup.
Big deal.
Now imagine how many times I had to type that these past couple weeks. I'm like, man, my fingers are hurting from typing just that. But
you got it.
It's pretty spectacular. It has a huge trophy. So yeah, maybe you'll win the trophy.
I need my first trophy.
That would be your first trophy. And how great would it be if your first trophy actually was also built from one of your sponsors?
Yeah, from the ground up.
From the ground up to the top. That's pretty remarkable that you do have you're fishing for a big trophy. But besides fishing, the river cleanup. So tell us about what you've been doing to kind of telling, since you're a mentor, telling people about cleaning up and conservation and that. So some of that's your goals and teaching people that during your videos, right?
Yeah, so a big thing is definitely when fish care is one thing that I really learned fishing on Lake Fork. That was something that my friend ended up teaching me, and he even taught me about littering and things like that in your line. Don't throw that excess line and things like he was the one I played football with, you know, in varsity growing up.
Right.
And then we like split up, and then he saw me getting back into fishing, and he kind of,
he's
like, hey man, you know, I'll take you out on
my
boat.
Do a name drop.
Colton Pusateri.
There you go.
I think it's Two Texas something Outdoors. You guys on Instagram, you see me with him all the time. I give him credit all the time. But he took me to Lake Fork, and that was the lake that I would fish, and I just remember being snagged all the time. And he'd be like, no, man, it's fine. And he ended up still taking me out like another 20 times, and I learned to have patience and stuff. But he taught me about littering and just not – like taking it more serious and hey, this is what happens. Cause I didn't care at first. I didn't, to be honest, when I first got into fishing, I really didn't. Cause I didn't think about it, but, getting on the water and getting outdoors more, I was like, wow, there is a lot that goes to this. And, taking care of the fish and taking care of the water is just, it's extremely important. So he's the one who installed that in me, honestly.
Oh, that's awesome.
And even taking the
fish. Is he like, a guy?
No, or, he should be. Because he's just grew up on Lake Fork, so he knows the lake. And he works really hard, very hard worker. And on the weekends, he'll try to get out and fish. So I'm very thankful that he even took me out. But another cool thing was when we go out and fish on Lake Fork and catch big fish, he wants to get that fish back in the water so fast. And me, I'm like, please, can we just two fish? Like, all right, dude, like, is it back? So I love that about him. And it taught me something else about fishing. And I feel like I catch more fish when I treat the fish well, you know, when you take care of the outdoors. I feel like it all comes back in some way. So,
yeah,
it's important.
So I actually kind of looked at some of the stuff and I don't know if I'm jealous or I just want to go fishing with you, or you can come up and go fishing with me. How's that?
Where are you at?
Up on Beaver Lake in Northwest Arkansas. You can come up and go
Arkansas
fishing up
has
there.
Some big ones.
Yeah. But tell people some of the places where you've been, and maybe what's your biggest fish so far? Have you caught a tarpon?
Whoa. Here we go. Okay, now it's getting real. So,
all right.
My biggest fish was definitely that jack. I just posted it on social media. It was a jack C. It starts with a C.
Jack Crevel?
Crevel, yeah. Uh-huh. Huge fish. I think it was like, I think he said 40-something pounds.
Wow.
The fight was unbelievable, man. Like, I was just giggling like a kid inside because there's so many head shakes. And
right.
You know it's a jack just the way that they shake their head like that. So that was my biggest fish. But Billy Strings actually invited me out to Florida. He just randomly hit me up. We were supposed to fish in Texas together because, like you said, you see the media. And
right.
He saw it too. And he was like, man, we got to fish. Like, he'll see me post. He's like, we have to fish. So 6 months here and there, it just didn't work. And I went out to Florida on my own for like a personal event with my family. And I ended up catching some fish out there. And he messaged me. He's like, dude, do you want to just fish in Florida instead? Like, should we just go for a whole different species? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, if you plan it, like, I'm down. It doesn't matter. And he just sent me the criteria a week later, and we met up in Florida and chasing tarpon and Jack. So Jack and tarpon were definitely.
Did you catch a tarpon?
Did you have one on that jumped off? I don't even want to tell the story right now.
You know, like.
There's a
like,
lot of heat in, on this.
There's
on this,
a lot of heat.
A lot of heat because. So yeah. I messed up, man. I messed
tarpon
up.
Tarpon are like. Tarpon are not the easiest fish to hook and basically not land, but what they call land them, they don't get them on the line. If one jumped off or got off or you didn't bow to the then the your story, there's millions of stories.
I know.
Like that.
And that was the part that hurts. Like going out there and filming, we had 3 jumps the first day, which was nerve-wracking. Right.
Uh-huh.
Pull drag and everything, just nothing connected. Boats left and right, both had fish. We just couldn't connect. And then the next day, we connected, and we fought the fish for almost 2 hours, and he took us all the way out to the big water.
Wow.
Jumped one time. After that, it was just a dog fight. And we learned a lot on that trip, I can say. We learned a lot about ourselves, you know, how much we appreciate the sport and how to change some things of, you know, just because you didn't get a picture and you didn't hold it doesn't mean you didn't catch it, like you said, the
right,
leader.
Yeah.
And it's
they
a
have
hard
a different,
fish.
Yeah.
We leadered 3 to 4 times, but that, you know, that picture was what we really wanted. But other than that, everything connected, and just seeing the tarpon and learning the history of fishing kind of solidified my passion for fishing, because people think I'm like a bass fisherman, and I thought I was too.
You did.
But you know, when I got out there in Florida, I was like, when I see all this water and I see all these different types of fish, I'm so curious, and I want it. So,
you know, the old saying is fresh water's for drinking. Fresh water's for drinking.
Oh,
salt water's for fishing. See, that's the saying.
I like that.
That's good. But yeah, that's
funny.
When I was down there fishing in saltwater, you know, like the captains had always like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
This is where it's at. But that it's pretty phenomenal. But other places that you've gone, you've had some success, though, in other places, too.
Yeah.
So.
Virginia. I went to Jacksonville, Florida. I caught some bass out there.
Yeah.
Every place that I've, not to show off, but every pretty much body of water that I've hit outside of Texas, I've had success in. And just today, I went out to a whole new lake, and I just love it. There's so much about it. I just love it. So
yeah, it makes it pretty easy. That takes us up to tackle time. And of course, we have to thank our sponsor, Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of, they have crankbaits, square bills, deep divers. They got the Pico Pop, Pico Perch, which is a Padre Island company we were talking about down there in Texas. But it's been bought, and Mitch Glenn owns it up in Garfield, Arkansas. And so he's still working with that company, and he is making it so that they have everything from jig heads to soft plastics for crappie fishing or any game fish that you might be going after. And then you can check them out at picolures.com. And then our other sponsor is Smith Products, and I brought the Regal River. This is their clippers, and so they are sharp, and they stay sharp, and they're real nice for kayak fishing, stuff like that. So they have a complete line. They have flay knives, knives. They got knife sharpeners, you name it. They got so many products, can't mention them all, but you can check out their products at smithproducts.com. And now we need you to tell people, if they want to see your posts, where are they going
to
go?
So you're going to go to Pond Boys on Instagram. It's Pond Boys with two S's. And then on YouTube, it's going to be Pond Boys as well. Facebook, I don't really use that too much. Everything's automated on there, but it's pretty much Pond Boys everywhere where you can type it in. So
All right. That sounds good.
TikTok as well. We're actually posted on there. So Pond Boys, anywhere you go, really.
All right, that works. Appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Check it out. You can check it out. We're there usually a brand new one every Monday. And like I tell them every week, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.